All right, so a couple of things. Who here knows what ICE is in case of emergency contact? Do you have that on your cell phone?
No.
Ha ha, if you do.
I've got a chain that I wear.
Your phone has a lock screen.
Right. Like, who has smartphones and who locks them? So this whole notion of everybody sends out email, you need to put ICE in your phone because the emergency medical responders will look on your phone and look up ICE. No, we don't.
Nice.
If we find your phone, we're lucky. If we even care to turn it on or see if it works, yeah, good for you. But we are working on you. You don't give a shit about your phone. The cops might, but generally when we put you wrecked in the ambulance and your phone is probably with us or not with us, nobody gives a shit about your phone. So this whole notion of ICE, that you are supposed to somehow be protected by having ICE in your phone, is bullshit. Also, a phone's locked, and nobody can open my phone without my password. So nobody can call my relatives in case of emergency. So my advice to you, take a card, business card style, put it in your wallet, and says, in case of emergency, call this person. Also, list your medications. List your allergies and list your medical history. That's it. Because I will tell you this. I will look in wallets. I will look for a card. And the cops also look in your wallets. Believe me, we rifle through your shit. Like, if your wallet is sitting there, I'm like, woo! So, do not go with the ICE thing on your phone. Just go with a card in your wallet that says who to call and what to do.
So, do that in addition to, I've got like a dog tag that I wear on my neck.
Okay, I would like to say this. The whole tattoo thing, the whole bracelet thing, the whole whatnot. Like, I might look for a bracelet on your wrist, but a lot of people are starting to do tattoos that say, oh, I'm allergic to penicillin, and I take these. I don't fucking look at your hand. We live in Seattle. Everybody has a tattoo. I don't look at your hand in hopes of figuring out your tattoo. So don't try. Do not tattoo. Do not resuscitate across your chest, please. That's ridiculous. Do not tattoo your allergies and your medications and your medical history. Do not tattoo a medical alert on your arm because all I see is a tattoo. I don't see a tattoo that says I'm supposed to pay attention. So please, we look for bracelets or necklaces. At bare minimum, those are the two things we look for. So do not tattoo anything on your body. I don't give a shit. There was this notion at some point in which motorcyclists were like putting things on their helmet that says, do not remove unless you're EMS. Does anybody hear that?
I've actually got one in mind. It doesn't say quite that, but it's like,
it's something like that.
There is danger of, if you do not know what you're doing.
Right.
Like,
see, and nobody's going to read that, right? Because what we see when we show up is a helmet and stickers on it. So, but to be fair, I'm an EMS person showing up. But if somebody else is showing up, they're going to see just a helmet and stickers. So what you put on your helmet, what you tattoo on your body, across your chest, or on your arms, has no matter to me. If you're a diabetic and your blood sugar will tank, if you are on cardiac medication, if there is a reason for you to have a medical tag, I will see it on your chest or I will see it on your wrist. Please don't tattoo something. Please don't put a thing on your phone that says, oh, I'm your ICE. It doesn't work.
So I guess as a follow-up question, are EMTs, because one of the things that I really wanted to learn from the class that was mentioned was how to take someone's helmet off without killing them. Are most EMTs trained on how to do that, or is that just like... Because you hear horror stories about people that
there are reasons to take off the helmet, and there are reasons to leave on a helmet. So we are definitely talking about that. We're going to talk about all spinal stuff. What I'm going to teach you in that respect is not me telling you what to do. You can Google this shit, and it's all there. So I will teach you how to do that, and we'll go over that. So yes, absolutely, but there are requirements and restrictions and whatnot related to that. So we will definitely go over that. Oh, and then lastly, in terms of just what to do, ambulances and whatnot, when in doubt, go in the ambulance. Your life is worth more than $10,000, $20,000. It really is. So when in doubt, get in the ambulance. If you question it and you're like, oh my God, I'm really not that hurt. I think I'm okay. Get in the fucking ambulance.